John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. On this, the feast of St. Matthew, apostle and evangelist, Jesus' command to his disciples is simple, and yet paradoxically, it is difficult. He says that he has kept the commandments, and he ends with the command to love one another. So little is known about Matthew, yet we can be certain of one thing. Matthew is a friend of Jesus. He was chosen by lot to become one of the 12, replacing Judas. Beyond that, almost all we know about this evangelist is from legend. And that's true of so many of those whom we admire or hold in great esteem. The truth is that there is really very little we know about them. Last week I watched a 2011 DVD that I got from the library. It was called Snowflower and the Secret Fan, and it was fascinating. Set in China, it told the story of two little girls in Hunan province who were a Lao Tong pair. They had to meet 8 criteria, and their relationship was closer than a husband and wife's. They signed a contract to be friends for, quote, 10,000 years, end quote, communicating in a language not widely known and through poems that they wrote to one another on ordinary fans. It was that notion of friendship that would last for 10,000 years, or in other words, forever, and the fact that in casting lots, the candidates had to meet certain criteria that made me think of Matthew. We may not know a great deal about him, but we do know that he was committed to the teachings of Jesus. Unlike the growing number of nuns, not nuns as in monastic communities, rather those whom many have written about recently who do not claim any religious affiliation at all. Matthew was someone who listened carefully to the words of Jesus. He observed Jesus' actions, and then he imitated them. And this is what a friend forever meant. And this is the same thing the gospel calls us to love one another forever. Not just so that we could claim imitation of him, of Jesus, but because the purpose is to love. Can we who call ourselves Christian become disciples? Can we follow the leadership of Matthew? Can we meet the criteria for being a friend of Jesus for 10,000 years? That's forever. And that's the purpose of following Jesus, to love forever.